Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of the RSVP Show. I'm your host, April Metzler, and I have another segment edition for Scripture Reflections right here for you about God's rest. So we are on the third episode of a three-part series that's going to be focusing and helping you focus on God's rest as well. And myself, of course, too, in that bucket. So we're going to be diving into this really quickly and just getting you poured into and ready to conquer the rest of your day. That's what we're here for. I won't be on here for more than probably about 10 or 15 minutes, give or take. But we're going to be reading Psalm 4. And this is verses 7 through 8. And this is out of the NASB translation. And it says, "You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety." And so we're going to be looking up that particular passage there where it says, "O Lord, you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell." So it's that "make me to dwell" passage. And it's really just a phrasing that is used. Once this particular word gets broken down and applied to this passage, there's only a couple of occurrences in Scripture where this shows up. So this is Strong's number 3427. For you guys who are taking notes on where it's located at in the concordance. And this is Yashab is how it is hopefully pronounced. And it means to sit, to remain, to dwell. And if we look into the Strong's exhaustive concordance, we're going to find out a lot more information here. It says make to abide, continue, cause to, or make to, dwell, ease, self, endure, establish, or even fail is a usage. Properly, though, it means to sit down specifically as judge. And you can even sit down in ambush or in quiet. But by implication, to dwell, to remain in a causative manner. It means to settle and to marry. There's all sorts of kinds of references in here. Again, for you guys, so I don't have to take up all your time reading these, make sure to visit the website and download your PDF. It's absolutely free. I've just put these together for my notes, and I help you guys go through these. And this is printable where you can just put it in a folder, and you can delve into these when God allows you to the time and space to do so. So word usage, though, in this particular passage, just to bring this home in context, it means to be made to or caused to dwell in, abide in, and remain in. So also part of this, though, you can pull in other notes of reference here, to cause, to endure, to be established in, to continue in, and to be kept in. And so when it comes to, you know, God making us to dwell in safety, that's quite a profound thing to be meditating on. What does that look like in action? You know, how does this apply to my life? Or are some ways to consider these things? And so when you look throughout Scripture, though, for further interpretation on here, some of the definitions, of course, are tied to sitting, remaining, and dwelling. And so one of them is sit on a seat, stone, teraphim, couch, knees, throne, dust, ground, or ashes. I just put them all on one line because it's like to sit on each of those. And so many different references. One is sitting as king or judge, or to be enthroned. To be set as a jewel would be. Remain, stay, or tarry for a limited or indefinite time is another usage in Scripture. Abide or endure, cause to dwell, in other words, having one's abode in a house, land, or city. But when it talks about of a land or a city, when it uses this passage, this word in this passage, it also means to cause to abide seated in its place. So you're abiding seated, like you're positioning yourself as a seated person in the abiding that you're doing, right? And cause to be inhabited. So what does it look like, you know, to be inhabited by safety in the Lord? It's quite profound, you know. Fill me up with all of this, right? It's a trust, it's a faith in Him, it's a belief that He is there for your well-being and coverage, protection, all that jazz, as He allows us to dwell in safety. So, and there's another reference though, which means Mary. And so properly it would be to give a dwelling to. So it's that provisional aspect of the usage. So now we're going to turn our attention to the Webster's Dictionary, 1828. You guys know this is my go-to for these definitions when we look at the English definition of these word usages. And so in that, it says to abide as a permanent resident. And we're looking at the word dwell again, to abide as a permanent resident or to inhabit for a time, to live in a place, to have a habitation for some time or permanence. I want you to catch that. What does it look like? Take this, these definitions and apply them to the scripture. Look back at the scripture, consider these things. What does it look like to be permanently habitated by the Lord's safety and to just dwell there? Like, that's your zone, that's your go-to space, like that's a constant in your life, in His safety. To be in any state or condition, or to continue is also a definition. To continue, to be fixed in attention, to hang upon with fondness. Now that one's interesting. What does it look like to set your focus fondly on the Lord? Fix your attention fondly on the Lord. To hang upon His every word. That's really good. Ooh. Okay, so also to continue long as to dwell on a subject in speaking, debate, or writing. So those long-winded sessions of mine that I tend to talk for a long time would be in that bucket. So it also references, beside dwell, to see also the word dally, which is interesting to me. So I wrote it down here on this PDF for you guys. Literally, it means to delay, to linger, to wait, or to defer until a proper opportunity. Interesting. So let's set our focus, though, as far as our awesome reflection questions section of this broadcast. Let's set our focus on the phrase make to in the scripture. So we have our confidence in the truth that God is still on the throne, right? He is our source and He makes all things and He is in control in every situation. So with that thought process, that focus, here's your reflection questions. How often do you get tripped up or snared with the worldly way of thinking that you have everything under control? You have everything under control. How often do you get tripped up with that? In what ways do you submit to trusting the Lord and that He will take care of everything? What are a few negative thought topics that come at you when you have been in difficult circumstances? And in what ways can you rely on God more to guard you from those thoughts taking root in you and becoming beliefs? So we want to figure out how we can be guarded against these negative thoughts taking root and becoming actual beliefs we want to believe in the word. We don't want to believe in these negative thoughts or believe in the world or anything like that, right? So, and then I've got a bonus question on here this time. What other false beliefs do you have based on your life experiences and the world that you can think of that are contrary to the promises of God in his word? All right, you guys. Well, that wraps this up. I thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast. And of course, if you want to share this out, you're more than welcome to. And this is the final one for this reflection of God's rest. We will be bringing you another one, of course, as God allows time to do so. And just remember, though, as you are considering these things and looking over what we've talked about in the last three episodes here for this particular three-part series, I really want you to delve in and reflect about how often you are able to enter into the rest that God has for you. How often do you feel refreshed? And what is it that you can do in your life that you can change right now that will help you increase that time of opportunity, as we said, a proper opportunity for that time investment with the Lord. So thank you so much. Remember, you are not alone and God loves you. All right, you guys, till next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. New music singles and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms, and you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.